Greetings, friends and brethren. It's good to see you all today. Last week, my wife and I took off, and we were there with our new grandson. And it's something to get children. When children are older, you get the grandchildren, you can really spoil those. I'm really looking forward to spoiling him. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, I see my wife was really happy, and it's just something special. Again, I want to greet you all in the name of Yahweh and Yahshua, and as we continue the service. The word of Yahweh contains countless passages and verses that give greater meaning to various doctrines and aspects of this law, of His law. In other words, these are foundational verses, scriptures you would find and use. And as you go there, for instance, over in 1 John 3:4, sin is defined as being the transgression of Yahweh's law. We all know that, but that's a very important scripture because it shows us that the Bible is a book of definitions. We know that. And as such, many times, if you want to find the importance of something, you want to look at more than one scripture. It's kind of what I'll be doing here. I'm going to kind of a little bit of different sermon type today. And you find, again, that as you would apply these things to yourself, that Yahweh is going to bless you in ways you never dreamed. I said, I never cease to be amazed at the word of Yahweh. And the scriptures that would be applied to it as such. For instance, over again in 1 John 3:4, it says, sin is transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4 again. And if we go one step further and consider what James had to say about sin, you go over to James 4:17. He says, therefore to him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. You have two verses. You have one that says, sin is transgression of law. You see the other one, that's the actual being, transgression of the law itself. It's something, it's physical that would take place. But then when you go over to the, and consider the other aspect of this, as you see here in James 4, again, as it says here, therefore to him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. That sin is not a sin unto death, undoubtedly. I don't even want to go into depth, but go to First Peter and you see that one. But you find here again, you find very interesting, that again, we have two different definitions of sin. Yet they both apply, don't they? Certainly they do. These two verses are different aspects of sin. Both verses show that we can, that the true worshiper, true worshipers are arsenal. When you go over to the book of Ephesians and you find that, in Ephesians 6, it talks about putting on the whole armor of Yahweh. But this one here, again, these two verses show difficult aspects of sin. Both verses should be in the true worshipers' arsenal of weapons. They really should. In other words, when you get out there, we were daily fighting a battle, whether it's with our relatives, we don't accept the truth that we believe, or whoever else it might be. We just up the street where we're living, it's where the Jehovah's Witnesses have their building. And I did see one guy one time. He didn't come back though. I don't know what the deal was, but he actually helped me catch the dog. She got away and he opened the door. It's not unusual though. So anyway, again, it says that to him who knows to do good and does it not, him is sin. When you look at that new one, the one word that I think is different, that I need more to look at now, is the word good. Now, if you go into the Hebrew text, you find that, especially in chapter 1, you see that it mentions all throughout there, first of all, the light. The light was given. Elohim said it's good. Certainly, light is good. And we know this from just looking into the various points on that. The first light that's there, was not really. It might be. How would you describe it? Maybe as it's a light, but Yahweh hadn't created the heavens and the earth yet. So the earth is the earth, and the sun, the moon, the stars, and all that. So when He did create that stuff, the light was already there. I may have mentioned that about the light. But anyway, these two verses are witnesses against sin, because we put them together. You have some really powerful weapon in your hand. If we go next to James chapter 1, verse 19, James 11. Okay. We are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. It's over in James 19, begin there. I want to look at a few more verses of this because these scriptures here that deal with ministry, that's it. We're to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Okay, this is what action. This is what Jacob is all about in his preaching. Because he's a man of action. It states in chapter 2, for instance, he mentions that, I'll show you my faith. You show me your faith without works. I'll show you my faith by my works. And the works are very important. We know that. We cannot earn our salvation, but yet, from the standpoint that, the organized effort, we have established within it the framework that is used in putting forth the truth of Yahweh. And so it's up to each one of us to take that truth and do something with it. If you just, Yahshua said the same thing as in the parables that he preached. But we are to be not hearers only. And over here in James chapter 1, I think I read it right on so far. Okay, here we have it. Okay, in James chapter 1, starting at verse 19, he says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of Elohim. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflowing wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls." Okay, so he refers to the word of Yahweh as the implanted word here. That's important too, because that's what's supposed to be in your heart at all times. And this would be one of the scriptures you could apply to that as well, because, again, we're seeing that if you know to do good and you're not doing it, that's sin. I'll try to explain a little bit more later so we can have a full understanding of this. In verse 22 it says, But the doers of the word are not hearers only, deceiving themselves. For if anyone who is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. But who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not forgetful bearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. So that's again, if you want to be blessed by Yahweh, keep his law. That's so very important. Like I said, the elders in the assembly, it's our responsibility to treat you like sheep, I guess, in some ways. They call them, sometimes referred to people as sheeple, But anyway, and I guess, we're supposed to follow along as sheep. But the elders also, they have to watch after the flock. That's very important. And so you want to make sure that whenever you are watching after the flock, if you see anything that's going on, or if you get yourself involved in something that after the fact you say, "Oh my, I think I may have said the wrong thing, I've done this or that." Sometimes you might need some help from somebody to get things straightened up. So we're there for that too. But we are in it as we would all be. We're in this together for the long haul. How long is it going to take? Well, we don't want our faith to be, we don't lose our faith. We have to maintain the faith so we can continue on in Yahweh's kingdom and come to this earth. Because, again, we have to recognize that Yahshua, if you go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, he expressed there that the fact is that, we must preach the good news. It's up to somebody. Sadly, poor Yahweh's had to deal on humankind all up to this point. And, I say sadly because more often than not, we as people let Yahweh know. We know that. That's why it's important, too, that we always take time to pray, read your Bible, and, just do those types of things. Because that's maintenance. And, you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit for mercy in Yahshua's name. You can see it over I'm taxing my brain too much, I guess. But anyway, so we go on here, and, if you go to James 4:17 again, that he who commits sin, the sinman, and the other sinman, we'll call it that way. But anyway, this is very, very broad in its coverage. And from here we go to ethics or morality. This is sometimes where people in the world, they're not going to understand what we say to them. And really, really don't. You get that deer in the headlights look when you're talking to them, trying to explain why you believe what you believe and why you are what you are. And it gets to the point with some people that they've been away from Yahweh for so long, they never knew, maybe. Like we, you and I, we know Yahweh, we know Yahshua. And so it's important that as we are, we say that we would be, that we would also understand that the ethics and morality comes into play. Of course, we're dealing right now, I guess the primary here in Missouri will be on Tuesday. And they're doing things different in the state. I'm used to Pennsylvania the way they did things there. But anyway, I think it's kind of rather interesting because they know that there's no way to, they don't want to waste their time. And so they give you basically those who win the primary are going to be the ones that are representing the people, supposedly. You know, we have a representative government, and you know, we're not actually, because then the people aren't actually involved in what goes on there. But anyway, yeah, you'll be considering a lot of stuff this last week, and you know, it's what you do is up to you, but you want to make sure that. And I think basically there's conservatives out there, and they're basically all teaching. They espouse the same thing. Whether or not they really believe it and do it, we don't know. But we would hope they would. Anyway, you go here. So we have the wide coverage, so to speak, of this passage, and you know, this verse in particular. And you know, if you know it's good, you're supposed to do it. Now, let me give some examples of that. If it would be that, for instance, somebody, if you could use even the example of Yahshua when he talked about the Good Samaritan, and you know, it was one of those deals where if he would have walked off like the other two did, the guy probably would have died. He may have been on deathbed already because it took a long time to recover, so he may not know who he was or how strong he was. But in any event, if he would have just said, "Hey, I'm gonna serve myself here," well, that's a Samaritan over there. You know, I'm a Samaritan. Whatever the case, maybe he was a Samaritan, and the Samaritan he did not contentious at all. But you know, he bear with me a little bit. He knew what he had to do, and he did it. And you know, more often than not, when people are involved in where they know people or other people, in the case would be, you know, we are people who are in society all the time. And you know, if people ask us questions, we've got to be able to come up with answers. And if, you know, if we don't have the answers, then we've got to get the answers. But you know, it's again, when you look at this passage of scripture, it shows that there are multiple aspects of Yahweh's law. And again, in the area of sin, we see that this right here, this passage of scripture, is the one dealing with sin, and so is, you know, 1 John 3:4, and again with James 4:17. And he applies both to the fact that that Yahweh is good, you know. And again, if you go back to Genesis, I'll recap some of this a little bit. Then you see that he describes there in chapter 1 of, in chapter 1 of the word Tov. After, for instance, we see for the first few verses, it says, he explains it would be helpful. I guess I'm going to go to the passage. Let me see. Here we go. Okay, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim was hovering over the face of the waters. Then Elohim said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Elohim saw the light, that it was good. Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Elohim called the light day, and darkness he called night. So the evening and morning were the first day. So again, you see that he said, that, you know, it's good. Again, Tov. That's, everybody knows the word Tov. There's a lot of things that it says that we, you know, they're in the scriptures themselves. It, you know, little tidbits of knowledge in that, when you gain them, which is great. Verse 6 here then. Then Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and that divide the waters from the waters. Thus Elohim made the firmament, and divide the waters which were under the firmament, and the waters which were below, above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then Elohim said, let the water under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. So you got more Tov here. It's all good. Well, most of it is anyway. But see, when Yahweh does something, you got to use Tov with it. When man does something, he more often than not is going to create something that's going to cause a problem for other people. That's why these worldly governments are over us anyway, I guess, because they don't want us to have power, you know. When somebody finds a way to wiggle somebody else's bank account, they can get it away. This is a particularly bad state. We're from Pennsylvania originally, and it's full of old people. Put myself in that category, really. And he says, no use fighting it. It's there. Just hope you got a few more, right? Alan's still, you're not middle-aged, though, are you yet? Are you? Okay, he's going to accept that. Because he's a year older than I am, I think. And we discuss that sometimes. We're middle-aged, well, I don't know. But anyway, Margie laughing. That's good. Okay, so it says that here. It states, again, the morning, second day, and the fact that it was good. It was Tov. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs yielding seed. We have that one there. Then we go to 14. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament. This is what I was talking about before. Of the heavens, and divide day from night. And let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for, he made two great lights. The greater to rule the day, and the lesser to rule the night. And he goes and describes all that he had done there. And Almighty Yahweh, again, what he does, when he does something, he does it right. And so that's what we're looking for. Back to here. You consider what Yahshua had to say. You go over to Matthew chapter 5. And, you know, you could say that with Jacob, and you know Jacob that we just read from, or James, actually. James was he was Joshua's physical brother, and as such, he was very close to Joshua, undoubtedly. And you read of him in his ministry coming into play, and they got together, and yes, you know, so he knew his brother. They both knew each other. But Joshua, when he went to do what he had to do, very early in his ministry, when he drove them out of the temple, he did the same thing at the end of his ministry. And when he did that, he asserted that who he was and what he meant, because he expressed the fact that he was the son of Yahweh. So, over here. Here we go. Okay. So, here what Yahshua taught. If you go over here to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 21, you heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder. Therefore, murder shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, judgment, whoever says to his brother, racha, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, to be in danger of Gehenna fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and then remember that you have your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar to go your way. For he reconciled to your brother. and then come and offer your gift. So he basically, what this is showing is you have to take care of things as they come. You know, we know that the Apostle Paul told the Ephesians over there that they were to not to go to bed unless they had, made a peace with the brethren. So, you know, if you know you got something with problem with you, or you have a problem with somebody else, the best thing to do is to talk about things. That's what Yahweh wants you to do. I've been convinced through the years that part of the thing that has been part of the plague of the Serenity movement is the fact that people don't want to apply these truths the way they should. And, they have an altering in their heart, and some of these other things, they murder in their heart. I'm not saying they do, the people who are coming here, but many times it's you find it in the Word, and people shouldn't be doing that. So, the fact is that mighty Yahweh, He loves His people. And in Yahshua, He also, whenever he was there with His brother James, and undoubtedly He revealed things to him that are only coming through in the epistle there. But the epistle of James is a very important one. We all know that James was looked upon, I mean, he was, give you an example, Martin Luther thought that his letter should be thrown out of the Bible because it talks about works. And, you know, it talks about them in a balanced way. There's some people that maybe will go too far one way or the other. That's what being in balance is all about. So, you know, we want to make sure that we are responsible and our salvation, again, as it mentions over there in Paul in Philippians chapter 1, he says that we must work on our own salvation in fear and trembling. So that being the case, let's work on our salvation and let's be prepared for what's about to take place. But, you know, we want to be at peace with our brethren as much as we can. And I guess, you know, we will. Those who are going to come to the meeting here, I think it'd be rather interesting. I've never been to one of these before. And, you know, I'm going to do more listening than anything else. Remember what we all I read over there in James. You want to be a person who listens, and you don't want to speak too much anyway. So anyway, God bless you all, and thank you. Sure.